When it comes to history, sometimes it's right under our noses. That was definitely the case in Williamsburg, Virginia, until recently, when researchers there made an incredible find. Jad Khalil from VPM News reports on history's new home.
For decades, a small white house on William and Mary's campus went unnoticed.
I passed by it unaware that it was here.
Rita Cooper has lived in Williamsburg, Virginia for almost 20 years. She can list off other buildings nearby, but didn't know about that one.
Sorority houses over here, churches there, William & Mary bookstore, commercial areas. It's a hub of the community.
But Friday, the white-sided building was the center of attention, not only because it was on top of a truck. In 2021, researchers announced it was the Williamsburg Bray School, and they believe it's the oldest existing building in the U.S. that educated black children. As hundreds of people watched the leggy teal trailer crawl through town, workers trimmed oaks and magnolias to clear the way for it. Lonnie Wright watched the house roll by where it was originally built in 1760. The former student said the move is bringing the school and its history new attention.
So I was excited to see a resurgence of, I guess, interest around it because it's something that we didn't really talk about. It's like you see it on the tour and then we kept it moving.
20 years ago, an English professor had a hunch that the building was still somewhere on campus. He pored over books and old photos. But the real answer was inside. So the president of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation reached out to Catherine Rowe, the president of William & Mary.
He called me up one day and he said, "Hey, how do you feel if we rip open a wall in one of your dorms?" And I said, "Cool, let's, but why?"
After studying the wood framing in 2020, researchers confirmed it was the Bray House, which over time was renovated, refurbished, and lost to history. Now the house is on its way to Colonial Williamsburg, a museum where actors interpret the history of early America. Wright wants the school to keep gaining attention.
I hope that we don't just move it and leave it there, and that we are able to have events around it and talk about it.
The museum is planning to talk about the school's legacy. It's now in a prominent entryway to the museum. Once it opens, actors will talk about race, religion, and education in the 18th century. Between 300 and 400 children learned here, but today only 86 of them are known.
Mary Jones, Elisha Jones, Dennis, Aggie, Roger, Sam.
Janice Kennedy and other descendants of the children read their names at a dedication ceremony Friday afternoon. Kennedy learned about her connection to the school through oral histories.
So these were people who had to sing their story, you know, tell stories to tell their history, and they spoke it.
Researchers say they'll use these oral histories as they uncover the hundreds of other students' names. The president of Colonial Williamsburg, Cliff Fleet, said this will help center Black history in the early days of American democracy.
That is work that we must do to understand who we are as a people.
Both the museum and the college called the plans for the Bray School another step in intentionally inclusive approaches to researching and teaching American history. Colonial Williamsburg began having Black employees in their interpretive programs in 1979, and in 2009, the college's board acknowledged the university enslaved people from its founding. It set into motion the Lemon Project, an effort to examine the institution's past. Lonnie Wright, the William and Mary alumna, said students have pushed that too, through efforts to rename college buildings.
There were lots of protests, there were lots of petitions, and then eventually, you know, they put in the work to change the names.
Colonial Williamsburg scheduled to open the school to the public in September 2024. For NPR News, I'm Jad Khalil in Williamsburg, Virginia.